know, definitely.
It's, these are possibilities now.
Yeah, like, I always thought, you know, my...
Yeah.
I mean, let alone I really didn't ever think I would ever even want to get married in the first place.
I know, exactly.
But, like, thinking that if that does ever come into, like, my plans of life with my partner, my future partner, you know, knowing that my dad's going to walk me down the aisle, like, that's beautiful. Like, I'm excited.
Back at Latinx Nation, I'm your host Sal, along with my amazing co-host.
What's up, y'all?
That is Carla.
Yeah.
And we got...
Hi, Melanie.
Melanie.
Yes.
I hope you guys are doing well. I hope everything is working out in your favor throughout these times, that you got your stimulus checks, and that most importantly, all of your families are safe. And yeah, and I hope you've been enjoying this California heat if you live locally. How's that been for you, man?
I haven't slept for like 3 days. Just kidding.
Same.
No, I mean, it hasn't been bad. It's been nice. Like, I wish I can go to the beach.
And I know.
Or have a big enough backyard that I can go lay in under a tree or something, you know?
Right, yeah.
But no, it's been fine, though. I mean, I'm grateful that I am still living.
So. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the best kind of mindset to have right now, you know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it's been pretty good.
Hell yeah.
So.
Well, if you guys have any stories you guys want to share with us, please do so, and then we'll gladly contact you, and maybe we can get you on an episode.
Yes, please, please.
That would be awesome.
Shout-outs on this week. So we have Patria's Coffee Shop, and then as well, just like, in general... Any
local business,
local businesses overall, you know, I think that, so I went to Patria's today and it looks like, sorry guys, I'm trying to connect a Zoom call to our guest and it looks like it's just being, oh, there we are.
There we go. We're all connected.
Yes. Okay. Is it audio? Join audio?
Yeah. Join audio.
Okay.
Oh, connect and talk.
Perfect.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm just doing the shout outs right now. So we already started recording in a sense, but, so shout outs in general, yeah, Patria's Coffee, mm-hmm. and then just like any local shops in general. I think right now, as we can hear a lot of throughout the social media, through the news, a lot of big companies, a lot of big corporations have been helped big time to maintain their businesses. Especially, and, you know, that's cool, but the small businesses aren't getting the help that they need. And I think it's like, it's a bummer. So, today I went to Patria's Coffee, got some coffee, got a couple pastries. They have a selection. They have cold brews and like café de olla to go. It's definitely worth going, and they have curbside pickup. They have online orders. So I really recommend, guys, if you're looking for like coffee shops, don't be afraid to like DM us or message us if you want a good recommendation of a coffee shop, a restaurant, a grocery store, bodegas too, that we're trying to get up.
Between the three of us, we know so many places, at least within the Long Beach area, even in Torrance and like in LA.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great places that like we want to make sure that they're still around once quarantine is done for.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. So thankfully, Rose Park Roasters is still staying strong and we're working every day. I'm working every day. And that's very like thankful to like everybody
that's
been coming in, so
that's awesome.
Cool. Well, on today's episode we have my sister Jocelyn and my brother Oscar. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, okay, cool. We have them on Zoom and we just figured this was going to be the easiest for everybody, especially because we have Jocelyn in Utah and then my brother Oscar in Guatemala City, so and then us in Long Beach. So we're definitely like...
We're all really spread out right now.
We're around the spectrum of things. But yeah, so pretty much this episode, we want to pretty much just being... We want it to be like I'm grateful, I'm thankful for everybody that donated, and now the next steps we're taking towards my dad coming back.
Exactly.
To let everybody know, we were able to reach our goal and beyond. We were reaching for... Mm-hmm. $1,900, which we kind of even rounded maybe like $100 more because I think the total was like
$1,800. Yeah.
But we went up to $2,356, I believe. That's including cash, Venmo, Zelle, GoFundMe, money that we've just been donated. Yeah. So by like so many people.
Yeah. And I remember that you were just like, you were timid about the whole GoFundMe. You're like, weren't sure like how, with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Like people were
going to. Yeah. I just like, I guess I've always felt kind of like, no, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to ask people for money, you know? And maybe that's like the prideful side of me, but I just feel so like, oh, I don't want to ask people, you know?
Yeah, it can be difficult. It's like, oh, like you're asking someone for money. Like, that's their, you're asking for part of their livelihood. You can be generous enough to give it. You know, it's uncomfortable at times,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But yeah, we were able to reach the goal and beyond, which I'm like, beyond grateful.
Yes.
So the next steps are just now, I already signed up all her paperwork and that she sent me, and I just got to send it in with a money order on Monday and see what comes through. So I don't know. I'm excited.
That's really cool. I'm excited to hear all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely like, I think this is one of the main goals, what we were wanting to accomplish when I moved out here first. It was like, all right, like my coffee career and then my dad, like those are for sure goals. And
yeah,
I mean, and you, Oscar and Michi, like you guys know better, like that it's so hard to get such a good lawyer to represent. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know, just like to not take advantage in a sense of people that are vulnerable, right? Like our parents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
just with your guys' stories of your family going through so many different lawyers, I can only imagine like, oh my God, like there's like, all right, now we have to try again and try again to find someone new.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yep. It really is. It really is.
But look at what it's turned out to be now.
I know.
You know, you try till you get it.
Yeah. So, Michi, how do you feel about?
I'm still in shock. Like, on how fast that we gained up that money.
It was so
like,
fast.
It's just so mind blowing on how people, like, They're seeing that something can happen. Like, we're wanting the best for our parents, and they gave us their best for us to be in this country. And people can see that we, like, want to give that back to our parents. Yeah. And we want to be able to help them. And so, like, seeing that people are actually being nice and being helpful for us is something that I'm, like, in awe at.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Oscar?
I'm really happy, you know, something like when I get right now, it's been really tough getting around with my dad, you know, because of, you can't be out and everything like that. But when I talk to my dad, you know, his goal is to be back with you guys. You know, he tells me all the time, he's like, Oscar, I've loved spending time with you. You know, I've loved being able to help you. I've loved being able to be your support here in Guatemala. Because he's been literally, I've had friends, I've had family members, I've had loved ones, I've had everything. And they've all turned their back on me, you know, from my ex-wife to friends to even family members, you know. And my dad has never done that. He's never turned his back on me. And like when he goes, you know what, I'm ready to hang out with Michi and Melly. I go, Dad, Dad, you know, I'm ready for you to hang out with them too. Yeah. And like, it gets me like these like goosebumps now. Like when you did this whole GoFundMe thing and like you were able to like get all this money and like raise all this money, like I haven't even talked to him. I haven't even told him the whole situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I think in the back of my mind, and I go, because I talked to him tonight, I go, you're going to leave soon. And I get like these little goosebumps. I'm like,
it's emotional, man.
I'm like taking him to the airport.
I'm crying.
And, like,
Melanie's crying over here.
I know, I'm trying not to cry over here.
It's just one of those things, like, dude, like, when I remember when I left, you know, I remember when I left to Mexico City, my dad was bawling. He was bawling his eyes out. And I'm just like, dude, don't worry. I'm like, we'll all be together soon. Yeah. And like, his, just me saying that to him, like, I know it's not going to happen soon for me, you know, but like, me saying that to him, for you guys, it's like, you don't even know, like, it's it's really cool. And
yeah,
you know, it's being grateful for everything you guys have. You know, like I tell them all the time, I'm like, dude, just be happy, just be patient. I know Melly has her life. Melly has a lot going on. Just be patient. I tell them all the time. I'm like, but once she gets the ball rolling, you know, once you, this is an uphill battle. Immigration.
Yeah.
Immigration sucks. And you know, I've gone through immigration a lot.
Yeah.
And so, like, immigration doesn't care skin color, doesn't care about how much money you have, doesn't care about how many kids you have, if you're happy or not. Immigration's a whole nother thing. And I told him, I'm like, it's an uphill battle. You're going to push that ball all the way up this hill. But once that ball is rolling downhill, you're set, Dad. You're set. And I've told you this, buddy. I told you this the other day. Like, once you get that first paper from immigration,
yeah,
it's patience and you'll be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll see all those papers start rolling in and you'll be happy as can be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I feel like it's already been an uphill battle, but, like, I don't know, like, I feel really confident about it, and, I mean, you know me, and Michi, you know me, like, I'm a person that, once I lose trust in something, I close up entirely, and I'm like, nope, I ain't trying it again, like, at all, you know, and I think, seeing when my dad got deported, and I shared this, I think you were on the video chat with Michi and I, but I shared this, right, when, like, seeing my dad in jail, you know, and, like, seeing him cry for the very first time, which was, like, I mean, how old was
that?
I?
That's
I was
crazy.
I think I was 15 still. I was 15. I was about to turn, like, 16, like, months, because it was in February. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, seeing him in jail and, like, seeing him cry, it was, like, that made me, like, fuck lawyers, like, I don't want to deal with them ever again, and so being able to be at the spot we're at right now, you know, not necessarily just putting my trust on this person, but putting my trust in, like, in my spirituality or my individualism, like, whatever you call it, like, intuition, you know, like,
yeah.
I'm a very, and those people that know me, like, I'm very into my intuition, you know, I think my intuition is a reflection of what my ancestors want us to do. What are the steps our ancestors want us to take? And I'm a strong believer about that. And I really think, like, right now where we're at, like, I feel pretty confident that, like, we're going to see my dad soon. Like, he's going to be hanging. It's funny because, like, when I was doing the GoFundMe, like, I didn't believe in, like, people helping us out. I didn't really believe in, like, I have always thought I'm just in this alone, you know, with my sister, and my brother, like, I'm just in this with them. Nobody else, right? And then money started flowing in,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I'm like, holy shit, like, there's so many people on our corner, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many people on our corner, and it's like, I don't know, like, there's just so many good things behind it, and it's like restored a sense of, like, hope within me.
Was it an overwhelming feeling of, like, oh my God, like, the people are actually here?
Yeah, because I was at work that second day. Second day was when it blew up. I was at work and I just kept getting notifications, like, from GoFundMe, and it says $150, $4, like, even, like, like, simple messages. People were sending me messages like, hey, I can't help, but just know we love you and, like, you're like family. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm at work and I'm like, and, you know, at work was just a bitch. It was just, it's been so crazy. It's been so consistent. And I was at work late that night because somebody called out, so I had to actually stay. That could have easily ruined my day, but because there was, like, so much flowing out, I was like, all right, let's do this. Let's go, you know, like.
You're working with that extra bit of love now.
So, yeah, it definitely motivated me more where it's like, all right, you know, it's totally possible. Like, restored my hope on humanity in a sense.
That's true.
But, yeah.
All the workouts kicking in, my stomach hurts.
You worked out?
Yeah.
Oh. But, yeah, he's excited. I've talked to Dad about it, and he's like, you know my dad, right? Siempre habla de Dios, and he's like, man, ¿cómo son las manos de Dios, verdad? ¿Y cómo trabaja Dios? And, like, how God works, and I love it. I mean, I love it, and in a sense, like, I mean, I might not say, like, oh, yeah, you know, I go to church, or, you know, I believe in this Bible and this word, and get down, you know, I really, like, Mm-hmm. I think I'm a very individualism spiritual person for myself.
Right.
But hearing him talk like that, it's like, yeah, thank God. Thank God, you know? Yeah. Like, and I'm like, right? I don't know if that sounds like, I don't know if that like sounds like hypocritical. I'm not trying to sound hypocritical, but
I think that just sounds supportive.
But it's not even like, it's not because I'm like, oh, I'm trying to be supportive, I'll say it too. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, I say it like without even like trying, it just comes out. Right. And I was just like, wow, like, you know, maybe it's just catching into the lingo of my dad as well too, right?
Yeah.
But he's really hopeful. He's like, I'm excited.
He's very content. You know, he's, what he talks about, what he's like, I remember when I came back the second time and I kind of got into the whole being Christian and everything like that. And he started inviting me to go to church and I would be like, no, I don't want to go, Dad. You know, I just want to be by myself. I don't, you know, this and that. And I always had an excuse. And one day he goes, Oscar, I'm going to pray for you today. And watch, tomorrow, you're going to go to church with me. I was like, this dude, man, leave me alone, man. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't want to go. And he finally, like, I don't know what got into me. And I'm like, I'm going to go with you. You know what I mean? Like how Sal said, I want to feel that support that he was trying to give me.
Yeah.
And he literally, I had never seen Dad in that mode. Like, he turns on his little... like little, how do you say it? His church pants, his church shoes, his little church shirt, and he turns into like this little angel from heaven, like, come down from heaven, little 5'3" dude, you know what I mean, chilling, walking around. And I go, and like his little, his, you know how Dad was, both of you guys know, and even Melody knows how that he was. He's very like, very live. He walks into a room. He's very like, he's not even loud. Okay, he shines a lot, you know? Like,
yeah.
Everybody knows who he is. Well, with like religion being involved now, it's like, dude, like, shines in a very, very good way, right? Mm-hmm. And I go, man, like, his positiveness blows me away, dude, that I just go, holy cow, how does this man do this? I'm like, when, and I sometimes I look at him and I go, when are you going to run out of gas, man? When are you going to run out and just say, I've said it a couple times. When are you going to say it? Yeah. I want to hear you say it, man.
Yeah.
And I've told him this. I'm like, I've told him this. I'm like, when are you going to give up like I've given up? When are you going to let life beat you down so hard like how it has beaten you down and say, I'm done? And he goes, Oscar, no. He's like, I have God on my side.
Damn.
And I said, I go, man, I go, dude, I hope when I'm 55, 56, whatever, you know what I mean, and I'm literally, my knees are on the ground almost every day, I can be as positive as you.
Yeah.
Because the dude,
yeah,
that fool will pull water out of a freaking rock in the middle of the desert.
Just so somehow.
He'll be able to give us all water. You know?
Moises, yeah.
I know, man. We'll all be drinking sand, thinking it's water.
I know. No.
Literally, his mentality has changed. You know, I mean, you, Melly, I don't think you've seen it much, and neither have you, Michi. Even though when you came down, Melly, it was different. You know what I mean, but his mentality has changed, and I'm happy that you guys are gonna have that mentality again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like his mentality, like. I'm a, like, I give up on a lot, you know, I know I do. I give up a lot. I give up really quick. I work hard and I work hard, but dude does not know how to give up.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm grateful for him teaching me some of the stuff he's taught me being down here with him. And he'll teach you guys both something, you know, he'll teach you guys a lot. So.
No, definitely. I think, the little that we have experienced when I do go down there, at least to go visit, at first it was such a beautiful thing. And I think it was, it affected me even in a good way, much more because I was Christian in a sense back then, you know, and I was so into church. I was, you know, a leader in the church, and I was so invested in the church. But then, like, coming out, you know, I came out so broken and so like shattered. And so the one that was like to pick up my pieces was myself, you know. And so then I became this, like, I mean, I've always been like a hard shell kind of person, you know, like it's hard to like really get past like my stubbornness or my pridefulness and things like that. And so I would tell him, like one day, right, when I went to visit, and he told me, like, hey, we're going to go to church. Are you going to take your nose piercing off? And I'm like, and I look at him, and I was so offended. I was so offended. But he didn't mean to, though. He didn't, like, say it, like, in a sense, like, I'm ashamed of my daughter. No, of course not.
Right.
He was just like, oh, it's just, no, don't worry about it. I was just kidding. And, like, we almost got into an argument about it, but now, like, seeing him, how much he's developed in a sense of, like, he knows the difference between being in a cult, right, being in such, like, a religion organization than to being, like, an individual follower of God. And I think seeing that, it's, like, I think that's what it gives him the hope, you know? And and to each their own, you know, they all, like, get hope from different people, different things, different words. Right. You know, it's not necessarily a book of the book of the Bible, you know, or like a church or a leader. It's differently for everybody. And so, like, seeing him, I'm like, how do you not, like, I don't understand. Like, I always like to compare him, like, Nietzsche too, though, because Nietzsche would always be like, yeah, Dad's gonna be home soon. That's gonna, like, when we, even when we lived together, Nietzsche would be like, yeah, Dad's gonna be back. Dad's gonna be back. Man, I remember going 5-6 years with saying that, everybody I would run into saying, so when is your dad coming back? And I'd be like, oh, soon. After 5-6 years of saying that, I was like, I'm lying to myself. Like, I've lost hope. I'm over it.
You had that acceptance.
Yeah, and I'm like, he's not coming back ever. Ever. Wow. and yeah, I gave up, you know. Like, I gave up where it's like, it's not going to happen. It's kind of hard. But then, yeah, my dad never gave up hope. Nietzsche never gave up hope. And I was like, I don't know how the hell you guys do it.
I feel like with me, with not giving up on hope is, like, yeah, same as Dad, like, always knowing that there's always a purpose behind it if God's behind it. Like, always having that strong head of, like, okay, I'm going to have faith within God and be like, I know I'm in this big shit show right now, but within you, everything will go through. Like, even though there's going to be those small rocks that I'm going to be hitting, but at the end, I see you and the purpose behind it and the end goal, and I'm ready to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely have that.
It's vision.
That same vision, that same quality like my dad. I'm over here like, I'm going to go work and then have a beer after and forget about what I just did at work.
There are definitely days that are like that.
My dad sometimes will be like, you know, I believe in Melia. And I'm sitting in the back of my mind, Melia, right now, ain't worrying about your shit right now. She got, dude, she's chasing around, and she's chasing around her whole coffee thing. I'm like, Dad, I'm sorry to burst your little bubble of joy. Okay?
I ain't chasing no dude.
I'm sitting here like, Oscar, shut up. Oscar, shut up. And my negative comes out.
I mean, it's so easy, like, to think negatively.
Oscar,
yeah.
You need to be more positive in life. I'm like,
I think, well, and I think maybe, and, you know, you and I have had our difficulties, right? We've, like, good moments, and I honestly think it's been almost more than good moments and bad moments, but every now and then we'll fall in, like, these little rants of each other, and I think the reason why we clash so much is, first, we're both Aries, okay? We're both the same month, and I don't get along with Aries. I don't get along with other people that are born in the same month as me, in the same, like, horoscope as me. And I'm not even, like, a reader of that, but as I get older and older, I'm like, that shit is real, man. That shit is real.
It's like you notice the coincidences and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah. And so, one, I feel like that's why we've clashed in the past. Mm-hmm. And then two, like, we think alike. We think so alike sometimes, you know, where it's like,
yeah.
And we both love Dad. We both love Mom. We love Michi. And but we both have our different, like, we think, no, this is the way it's supposed to go. Like, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to do it this way. And then we clash, and it's just like, so.
I know.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're siblings, you know.
That's siblings for you, really.
Yeah, it happens, so. But it's, I'm excited to, like, have him back. And I, you know, I've always said, like, why do you want to move here, you know, like. But it's, you know, he wants to come back and, like, finish off in, and I put it in quotes, right, the American dream that he came and started, you know, which is seeing that we're okay, that we are both in great hands, and he wants to be settled out for himself, mm-hmm. I think, which I think takes a lot.
It's the freedom of access. I feel like a lot of people really search for it. And I think that's why a lot of people during the quarantine are like really struggling with, I can't leave anywhere that I want to necessarily.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're like in our own cages right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely, I was telling Sal and Melanie the other day, yesterday actually, because I've had the whole week off of my other job. And so I've only had one job, which is in the morning. And I'm off by like 12. And so then the other days, if I'm not hanging out with Dwayne, like, I'm either hanging out here at the house. If I'm not hanging out here at the house, then I don't know what I'm doing. And I told him, I'm like, man, if I was in quarantine, like, I don't think I would survive. Like,
no.
I'm too, like, I need to go. I need to go do things. I need to work. I need to make money.
Like, yeah, you're like, I need to hustle.
Yeah, like. But, and you know that, Oscar, like, living here in California is, like, it puts you in that mentality, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hustle, hustle, like, you ain't getting nothing, like, the hustle and the grind, like.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, living in that, like, living in our cages at a certain point, you know, I'm like, wow, it's teaching me a lot about myself, I think, in a sense, which is really good.
Yeah, you really get to look at yourself more often. And I wanted to ask both of you, like, with this time where you're, like, kind of, you're at home, and it's, like, it's a new environment, even though it's like you live there. How does it feel being there like more hours now?
Than usual.
For me, you know, we started with this quarantine about, I think, March, like almost a month and a half ago, like March 19th or something like that. I can't remember. Okay. Like March 20th or 21st.
Yeah.
And literally for the supervisors, all the agents had to go home first. Took off all the agents with other computers, and then I remember I took off on a Friday, and we had to work that whole weekend. We worked Saturday, Sunday. I was up Monday morning until like 1 or 2 in the morning trying to fix our VPN so that agents could take calls from their house. And literally, I'm the type of person, I'm kind of like Melly. I like being out, you know. I like doing errands. I like, you know what I mean? Here, traffic is the worst. And so you have 1 or 2 hours minimum of traffic at home, you know, like on the way home. But you're not in your house. And so literally, I don't know, I went into like a shock, and it was really weird where I didn't even go out to my corner store for like the first 2 weeks of like the quarantine. And literally, I got to a point where I was just like, I need to get out of this house. I'm going to kill somebody. I need to leave. And I remember just leaving and going to the Mercado. And I was like, I saw all these people, you know what I mean? And it's very, and it makes me very upset because of our mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, like, it's okay to go out and get your stuff, like, food-wise, you know what I mean? But, like, there's no need to have your kids out. I mean, there's no need for your whole family to go take out a trip. I mean, like, in these times going through, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like, nope. I remember coming back from the Mercado. I'm like, nope, I don't want to go out anymore. I don't want to go out. I got to see so many stupid people. I'd rather stay inside.
I'd rather just ignore the BS outside right now.
So,
quarantine, literally, it hit me hard because, like, after, right now they extended it 2 hours, so now it's until 6 p.m. you can be out.
Oh, good.
But it was until 4 p.m. and you couldn't buy food. Like, you wanted takeout. Like, it was tough. Like, it's been tough for Guatemala. It's been really hard because, like, in the States, well, you can say it. The thing about it is, like, in the States, you have mentality of, like, washing your hands, doing this. You know what I mean? Here, it's like, people don't wash their hands, and that's why people are getting sick. I mean, people go out, they come home and eat, or they feed their kids, and their hands are all dirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe in alcohol gel, and so it's just like one of those things that we need to think outside of being like third world country, you know. And
yeah.
So,
yeah.
If we do, we fight.
Yeah. But I do definitely have to say, I, like, give so much props to Guatemala and El Salvador.
Yeah.
Like, being that big of a country, having so much places that are crowded, so many places that are rural, and so many places that are very underprivileged, you know, very, very much in poverty. The number of cases that you have seen in El Salvador and Guatemala compared to simply just California, I'm over here like, okay, we are privileged bastards, and because one thing gets taken away from us, then
everyone turns into babies.
Yeah, and we become rebellious, and we still go to the fucking beach. Like, why? Why are you like?
I've seen that.
Yeah, they had closed down the beaches. Now just this week, the Newport Beach and Huntington Beach is open, and everyone's just out there like vacationing.
And so
here you can't leave like, so here they have like, you can say like states, right? So you state. So Guatemala City is a state, and then Escuintla is a state. That's where all the beaches are at. You can't leave the city, like, you like literally can't leave to go to the beach for the weekend. Let's say state boundaries are closed off.
Yeah, and that's why my dad has been stuck in the capital.
I feel bad for him. But he's
so
like, sucks. Dude, I'm doing a little better here.
I'm over here like, I told you so.
I go, huh. Okay.
It took a pandemic for him to understand that.
Yeah, literally. Even though we've had to send him money to go get clothes because he didn't bring clothes.
I know, right?
Honey, that stimulus check, I'll send it to him for him to stay in the capital. I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah, I told him months and months of my dad. I'm like, instead of you living, because I'm like, hey, I'm like, we have an extra room. Come live out here with me. I'm like, we'll make your little cards. And I mean, and it'll be cool. Like,
yeah.
I'm not asking you for any money. I'm not asking you for anything. I'm like, it'll be fun for you. It'll be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, no. It's always an excuse. I'm like, I got to work. I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
And right now he's living with my aunt, but he's like, and he looks better. Like, he looks healthier.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in his six senses, in his five senses, you know what I mean? Like, just chilling. And I'm just like, oh, so it took literally a pandemic for you to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where I'm just like, oh yes, Michi, we got 40 minutes extra. We just got the notification. No, but yeah, that's, I was noticing that the other day when I was FaceTiming him, he looks like he's just chill and relaxed. And I'm like, wow, I don't know. Like, I'm so happy, because I think that's like one of the biggest things where I'm like, Dad, like, I understand, you know, you love going to church. You love going and hanging out with my grandma. You love going and hanging out with my aunts and uncles that live out there. And I mean, I don't blame you, you know, like, that's normal. But because you're too nice of a human being, you're still like putting yourself like in fire, in a sense, you know. You're still letting yourself get hurt, you know, by people or by places, you know. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not mentioning names or anything, but you know, there's just certain situations that puts him in an uncomfortable situation or something, whatever, and he just decides to just sit there. And it's, my dad's too nice to be like, screw this, I'm out, you know? Like, he's like, no, I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to keep doing it, you know? Like this is where I'm meant to be. And I'm like, all right, I get it. And I don't know, maybe at that moment, it is where he needs to be, you know? And that's where, I think that's how I see it. Like, we're meant to be in the place we're supposed to be at right now for a reason. There's something that's being taught to us somehow.
Yep.
You know? And right now where he's at, I'm actually really grateful that he's there.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Yeah, that's good. Michi, how's the pandemic for you?
In the beginning, it sucked, but because I wasn't getting enough hours at Starbucks, and to the point that my depression was getting to me really, really hard. And then once I started getting my hours up, when I would get like 30, 40 hours at Starbucks, I think that's when I was doing good and I wanted to be at home because I was working too much. And
yeah.
Or when I'd go shopping to get stuff, I'd see so many people and I'm like, go home. You do not need to be out. Why are the old people still out? Like, all y'all boomers need to go back home. But
yeah.
Now that now my other job is opening up just for shipments, like, now that I'm seeing my schedule's going back to normal and seeing that people that aren't even working at all are, like, so, like, antsy, and now I'm working more, it's kind of just going to be stressing myself out even more.
Man, you can never be happy, girlfriend.
Sorry, I can never.
Be grateful.
I know.
You are. But, no, yeah, that's, to me, like, and Michi, you know, like, you're in the same spot as me working in customer service. Like,
mm-hmm.
it drives me nuts seeing, like,
yeah.
people, like, come out and about just because they want to go out and hang out. Like, yeah. I have gotten yelled at. I have gotten yelled at, cussed at, because I've told somebody, you can't come in here if you're not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I have gotten, like, multiple times, and it's like, dude, you know what? I don't even need your business. You can leave. Like...
Yeah.
The $5 you're going to spend here, you know what? It is not worth me having, like, a heart attack just because I'm stressing over something stupid.
Exactly.
So it's like, you can take your business elsewhere. So, like, I've had to say that, you know, and it sucks because it's like, sometimes these are regulars or sometimes these are people that, like I'm a very, like, customer service, like, I'm really good at customer service and connecting with people, but, like, I don't think any... human being deserves to be treated like shit. Just because, just because you're on edge does not mean you have to put your edge on me.
No, yeah, I would have to agree to that. Because, like, with Starbucks, even though we're not having customers coming in and we just have drive through, like, the other Starbucks closes at 3,
mm-hmm.
so from 3 and on, we're super busy. Like, we have lines going all the way to Main Street. That's how busy we've been.
Damn.
And we have regulars coming in and they're like, what the hell? Why don't you guys have a line for, like, why don't you guys have two lines, or why don't you guys make them go faster? I'm like, I'm sorry that we're trying our hardest to work and give you guys the coffee that you guys technically don't deserve, that you guys can easily make the coffee at home.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard. It's very, like,
yeah,
hard not to get mad at customers like that.
Yeah, it's for sure. It's definitely hard. But I mean, overall, the pandemic's treating us well. We're trying to stay healthy and
been working out.
I've been dancing in my room, but
yeah, it's a good workout though. Yeah, you sound like you were having a lot of fun.
I was working out literally, like, but I got my tattoo and, like, I literally haven't been able to, and it sucks, man. It's like one of those things where, like, I haven't been working out at all, imagine.
Yeah.
And so, like, before the whole pandemic, I was like, I was always thinking I want to work out, because we had some VP from Humana come down. He had come down in February. Big wig from Humana.
Mm-hmm.
And he even had a photographer following him. He had some people from, like, Age Export here.
Nice.
President from Everise. It was, like, a really important visit.
Yes.
And he literally sat around and talked to all the supervisors. And I was just barely promoted, like, a week or so into being promoted to soup.
Uh-huh.
And he got me, like, I was one of the ones that was, like, he got me standing up. Like, he didn't talk to me on my station. And I remember seeing a picture, and I see my big old belly. And I've always been I have a very, very low self-esteem. You know that, especially you. Shut up. And so the manager sent all the pictures out, you know what I mean? Sent all the pictures out, and I seen that one picture they took of me standing in front of this dude. And I'm sitting here like, holy cow, Oscar, you look like a little baby beluga whale. You need to lose weight. And I'm like, I'll figure it out. And stress hit me, and I stopped thinking about it, you know. About almost a month ago, I started working out with Valerie. And she was one of those persons. She's like Michi, okay? Like, you got to give her motivation to do something, to get off of her butt. You know that, right, Melly?
Yeah.
She's
no.
the one. Yes, she's the one that
duties.
We had to beg. We had to beg for her to do any sports, or had to beg to go out on a jog or go out on a walk. Right, Melly? Yes or no?
Yes.
No.
That's right.
Michi's the only one that disagrees.
I don't like this tag team.
So it was like, I was like, Valerie, let's do it. I'm like, let's just work out. It'll be fun. It'll be good for us. We'll be able to hang out and everything like that. And we started working out, you know? Mm-hmm. Literally, like, it's been a week since I haven't worked out because I've literally, because of my tattoo. And it's like, I want to work out.
Yeah.
And I lost, with my braces and working out, I've lost like 20 pounds of it.
Yeah, you look like you lost weight. What do you need to send me your workouts. Like, I'm being dead ass. Like, being in a relationship has given me 20 extra pounds.
It's like that braces lifestyle. It really stops you from eating certain food.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, before I would eat out. I'd eat McDonald's or Burger King or pizza and everything like that. Like, I haven't eaten McDonald's. It's been like, in the last 2 months I've had braces, I've had McDonald's twice.
Okay, so go get McDonald's. And no, I'm just kidding. Go get braces.
Yeah, go get braces.
And it helps. My friends, like, when I came here, Marco is his name. He's like, Oscar, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? Dude, like, a month ago I seen you, and what happened, man? He's like, you doing drugs? He goes, you doing drugs? What are you doing, man? I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, I'm not doing any drugs. You know me, I don't do drugs at all as it is. Man.
Yeah.
You know, we can sit down and talk. If you really want to talk,
he's
can
so
talk.
Concerned.
I'm like, no, I'm fine. I promise.
That's funny. Well, that's good, though. That's good that you've been using your time productively.
Yeah.
Yeah, like with me, it hasn't really changed, so I haven't really worked out as much.
Yeah. No, you've been on overdrive, actually.
Yeah. Definitely working either the same or more. So, sorry.
As you can see.
It's past bedtime.
It's past bedtime.
But, cool. Well, do you have any questions?
Well, I just wanted to ask, what do you guys see now with this, well, what's happened recently with the fundraiser, and where you guys are closer to, like, having your dad go into his new path? Like, what do you guys see the future as now, rather than what you saw before, when it was just like, you're the whole system is in limbo because you're still trying to figure out the Lord? Like,
mm-hmm.
What new vision do you guys see now?
Who wants to answer first?
I see them being closer. I see, like, you know, Sal, something that I've seen with our family is my dad, or our dad, or whatever, however you want to say it, he's like our bridge to all of us. Literally, he's literally, like, and that's how it's supposed to be, I think. You know, he's literally the one that's always been, that has held us together. And so him going back to the States, like, I see him helping Melly out a lot. I see him helping Michi out a lot. I see him. He's not very prideful, and he says it now, you know what I mean? I see him helping my mom out a lot, you know? Even though he'll say, you know, whatever, this and that, I see him, like, the family, in that sense, like, in between you guys, you four, it getting a lot closer.
Mm-hmm.
And that bringing, you know, like, and I've told him before, you know, I mean, I don't care about me. I'm like, Dad, you go back. I don't care about me. I'm like, I care about you helping. If you're going to help out one person while you're in the States, I'm like, it's my little boy. Like, anybody else, I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I want you to come back, and I want you to see him. I want you to take him to the States. I want you guys to have him, you know what I mean, and have him, like, meet Mickey and all this stuff. You know? But I see, like, the family getting closer. I mean, more bonds being built.
Yeah. Nah, Disney is a conspiracy theory. We do not support
you
Disney.
You had a membership.
She still has it.
I was tricked into it. No, it got. It's pretty much.
I think your booty holes had one.
I think mine expires in like maybe this coming month.
Okay.
I don't know. They sent me emails about it. Yes, Oscar, I had a yearly pass at Disney.
I dragged her into.
She went for her birthday. Then,
which is like 100, it's 125.
The pass.
Yeah, because the day pass is like $125 or so, and please, Disney, this is not a sponsorship or anything. but it was $125. Sal and Melanie bought me the ticket for my birthday, and then they said at the end of the day, you have the option to upgrade to a yearly pass for like another $180, and you can do monthly payments. And I'm like, all right, sounds good. You know, I'll do payments. And like after 3 months, I got tired of paying like $20. I'm like, I'm going to pay this thing off, you know. And so then I had it and I went like up until like, so I got it in April. No. I got it in April. And then I stopped going in like October, maybe before October, because Sal and Melanie's membership canceled. Theirs was done.
Expired
in October, and I didn't know who else to go with. I'm not gonna go by myself.
And the parking costs like $25, and this is extra.
I would have went by myself too, man.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It just, I would have been walking around talking to people like, oh yeah, I can
just go to all the.
It just gets places. Mina. It gets boring after like one or two visits.
They're like privileged.
It got so boring.
I'm gonna take you to our rinky dink park, and then you'll be like, oh, okay.
It got
park here in Guatemala. It's like fits in your guys' parking lot.
Yeah. It got so boring. There was a point that me and Melanie went, and we heard the Kardashians were there. We were trying to like play hide and seek with the Kardashians.
Oh my gosh. And of course Melanie too.
We're like, Kanye? Kanye?
the time I went, I remember going, and there was this famous dude when I went with Ashley years ago, and it was only Eli. There was some famous dude walking around, and I forgot. It was someone, it wasn't Kobe, but it was someone from the Lakers. And it was really cool because they were like following him around. I was like,
ooh, ooh, ooh. Imagine you would have like seen Kobe, you would have gotten something signed from him. Dang, big money.
That would have been big money. Just for one shoe.
Just so you know, like all the shoes I had back in the day were sold already, okay? So let's not talk about my shoes, okay? All you guys are gonna do is get me depressed.
Sensitive subject.
I don't think you want
that from a magazine.
By the way, do you have that picture?
I don't even know where is it at, you know?
Imagine all this.
My jerseys, my plaques of Jordan. Like, I had, like, two or three plaques of Michael Jordan. Uh-huh. I had two or three magazines that were really cool for Michael Jordan from back there. The one that we got where we took a picture of, do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
That one. I had a basketball jersey signed by... He played for the New Orleans Hornets back then, but it was by Chris Paul when he played for the Hornets when he went to Utah Jazz.
Okay.
I had all that stuff. In.
Yeah.
I didn't know where it went.
I have no idea either. I mean, there's like
I've asked, and you know, I mean, I have a couple pairs that like I left. I had a really nice jacket. Like, I just got to a point where I was just like, you know what? I don't care. Now you're going to ask me.
Yeah, I wish I had all my Jordan shoes, because think about it this way. I'm looking at shoes right now, and they are still not dropping on money.
No.
I'm like,
increased in value.
With his new the Last Dance, they're going to go up in price.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. It sucks because it's like, when you were at Foot Locker, those things were like, hella cheap, you know?
They were $150. And with the discount, they're about $120, $115.
Which is crazy. Now and then, like, I'm simply, like, trying to buy, like, Air Force Ones, which I know it's an expensive shoe in the first place, right? It is an expensive shoe in the first place. But I finally found them on, like, I don't even know what site. It was probably one of, like, the bigger, like, shoe companies. I found it in the kid's size. But the only size they don't have is my fucking size. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Get the bigger size and put a sock there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we all know what Michi does.
Yeah, sometimes what I try to do is, I don't know how they do it down here, dude, but like here I'll go to the Mercado and they'll have like patas for shoes, right? And
yeah.
Like for clothes.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll sit here and like, I'm not a big footed person, but I'll see like these shoes that are like are stupid rare in the States, and I'll be like, what are these shoes doing down here? And I'll sit here and I'll like, sometimes I'll find a pair of mine, like of my size, and I'm like, hold on to these for about 2 weeks, all right? I don't have money right now, but I'll come back in 2 weeks. I'll buy them. You know what I mean? I'll buy them because I found some retro 11s. They were the Columbia Blues.
Oh.
I found them for like 400 Qs, which is $50.
God damn it. Okay. I'm going to start sending you money. And a list of shoes that I want.
But okay. Now all of our listeners are going to do the same thing.
Oh,
now.
For your size, dude, oh, holy. One day I'm going to take a picture or a video and send you. You'll be like, I bought Liam some retro 7s for like 100
yeah.
Qs and like brand new. And he walks around with them like he's like little twinkle toe. You know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
That's cool. Michi, what about you? What the question that Sal asked, what are your thoughts on what's going to happen and what you hope to happen?
Or what do you see happening?
I feel like I still see the same vision of years ago that connects with him again. Like,
sorry, you sound kind of broken up.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I feel like maybe it's like I'll have the same connection that I had when he was here, like being his little girl and like having that bond that we had where we would go out after school or after like,
yeah,
of course later down the road, like after work, like we'll go get food and we'll go shopping together, like we'll have our old time that we had. And then, but yeah, I feel like that's like what I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
Just like being a little girl again with him.
Yeah.
Nice. I see, like, as soon as he gets here, like, hustling. I don't know, like, I'm like a hustler, you know?
Well, first, let's get food.
I know, right? I'm not going to be like, all right, yeah, you got it? Okay, I'll throw hot, let's go. No, not him personally, I guess. It's like, no, what I mean by, like, hustling and, like, let's get things done, meaning, like, the organization, you know, the organization and, like, everything that we're doing, I think, like, there's just been, I've always been such a visionary person, you know. I've always been a person that thinks outside the box, and I just go, like, if, you know, and here I go back to the horoscopes and shit, right? But, like, you know, as an Aries, I think we're very, like, once we get a goal and once we get a dream of what we want, we're gonna get it. We're gonna fight for it. And even though sometimes, like, we give up, like, you know, but it's still ours, you know. What's ours is ours. And so I think, like, when my dad gets here, like, definitely it's going to grow a bond between, like, myself and, like, him, like, between us three and my mom, hopefully, también, but, like, whether they get together back again or not, like, maybe as simple as, like, my dad helping her, you know, get her paperwork. And I think I've already seen it, and I told my dad this, that I've asked my mom, like, hey, we're applying for my dad. Hey, I already got the money for it. And she's happy, you know. She's like, oh, that's good, you know. And I've asked her, like, just know that if they ask for you to show up at court for him, or which they're not going to, but, like, let's say they ask for, like, her signatures of any kind for her representation of any sort, you know. And I asked her, I'm like, will you be willing to do it? And she's like, of course. So definitely, like, you know, I think whether they get together again or not, like, I definitely know that my dad is going to be as much as support to her trying to get her paperwork. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, seeing what, pretty much when he gets here, I see this vision of continuing the empire that he has created, you know, creating this, continuing the legacy that he came here for, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, whether it's in the organization, you know, whether it's us finishing school or picking up a profession or getting married and him walking us down the aisle, you know, things like that. And it's like, I don't know, definitely.
It's, these are possibilities now.
Yeah, like, I always thought, you know, my...
Yeah.
I mean, let alone I really didn't ever think I would ever even want to get married in the first place.
I know, exactly.
But, like, thinking that if that does ever come into like my plans of life with my partner, my future partner, you know, knowing that my dad's going to walk me down the aisle, like, that's beautiful. Like, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
You know, so Michi, ponete las pilas, por favor. Or like, you know, when like Michi has kids or something, yeah, my dad's there, you know. I was about to
be the one.
Since Michi's gonna have the kids first.
I know. I was gonna say me, but I'm like,
You ain't having kids.
We're thinking about. Just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, Oscar's eyes.
No.
Gonna listen to this.
He's
like, this is new news to me.
Good. Then I can know if you listen to it or not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But yeah, those are like the possibilities too. You know that I'm like, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So there's definitely gonna be another hand of support, like in the podcast and the. In the organization, you know, he's a hustler. He's somebody like that wants to like, you know, he wants
to be better.
Yeah, he wants to be better. And yeah. Which I love because, and you know this story, Oscar, like it was in Guatemala and I've always said it. And it's something that I cherish the story. We were driving, you were driving like a fucking maniac in the mountains of Guatemala. My dad was telling me his story, right? About him making it a goal to buy his property and build his house in Guatemala within 4 or 5 years. And he did it. So like being able to have somebody on that, on my side, on our side to be like, all right, dad, I want property in Guatemala. Let's do it. He's like, all right, let's do it. A ver qué hacemos. You know? So it's definitely like, all right, I have that support, you know?
Yeah.
Which I mean, I do, you know, I have like you guys, I have like Dwayne and I have like Michi, which is like, I mean, not right next to me, but we're here for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different when they're here physically, you know?
It is. It is.
100%.
Cool. That was the main question I wanted to ask. I'm someone that I like to be in the present, but in situations like these, I'm always interested in, like, has this changed your perspective on the future, you know? So thank you for answering.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Well, guys, thank you. Thank you for joining. I feel like we haven't ever had a conversation like this in a while.
Yeah, the pensamiento siblings in one.
It's been a long time, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think, remember when you two came down, I was in immigration. That was
yes.
Like the one time that it was going to be work. Huh?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been like we haven't had an opportunity to be all three of us together. And so it's been something, it's been really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, wow, yeah, that's so crazy, because I thought you were there, but no, yeah, that was, like, in October, Michi?
In October,
that was
for my birthday.
October 2016.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For my birthday.
Dang, I
that
forgot
was immigration.
About that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is awesome. I definitely, like, I'm happy that we're all in it together, and, you know, just keep supporting each other and hearing each other out, because, honestly, at the end of the day, and sometimes we have to, like, fall on our faces to really understand, but family is everything. And even though we can be fucking stubborn to each other, like, in different ways, yeah, it definitely is, like, at the end of the day, like, who knows all your bullshit and still loves you, you know?
Exactly.
You know, we have the obligation to love each other.
Yes.
So, but yeah. Well, thank you guys. I hope you keep staying safe during your quarantine. We'll release it tonight. Tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah, we'll release it tonight and we'll send it to you guys and then we'll like, me and Sal or something, or like maybe we'll figure out some pictures to post tomorrow and then we'll like talk about it on the story and like promoting it in a sense, you know, and just like sharing it.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Give us ideas if you have any.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, guys. Well, thank you. We love you. And
thank you.
We'll
love
talk
you.
Soon.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Well.
Wow.
Va pues.
Vámonos.